Let me return before we go this morning to the floral theme that we introduced earlier on. Anya Nigrainon started growing flowers commercially last year and has taken a sabbatical from her teaching career to develop the business, as Trasa Vranek discovered when she paid her a visit on her flower farm in Onspidel.
Well, I'm Anya Nigrainon, and we're here on a patch of land that has been in our family for generations. My father used to farm this land here in Spittle, years ago, and I suppose we haven't really done much with the land since my dad's passing in 1999. And I took a notion, Trasa, that I'd start growing flowers on a slightly larger scale than just in a flower bed.
And can you show me here, can you tell me, what are you growing?
Okay, well, this is the patch that I started with last year. So this is kind of our orchard. You can see the apple trees here blossoming at the moment. So I did a course with Leitrim Flowers, it would be November 12 months now, and got the inspiration to do it. And my husband gave me the kick up the you-know-what to do it, and he helped me clear this patch. So here I have, well, daffodils that I probably planted a bit too late, and some irises. I have verbascum down the back. I have Lola the dog sniffing at my heels. This here is Cerinth. So I just planted this out there last week, and it's after growing so tall already. Then in the middle here, I have some Potomac pink antirrhinums or snapdragons. I have some more over there. I have cathedral bells, some lupins, Ami Magus, more lupins over there, and then some self-seeded Granny's Bonnet or Aglegia that I'm very happy that it's self-seeded itself, because that gives a beautiful flower as well, and some Catenache as well.
Look, it's a small enough patch here, but you have a huge amount of flowers growing here.
It's uncanny how much you can grow on a small patch. But actually what I'm doing right now is over in the new field, which I'll show you. I'm just raking away some stones and bracken rhizomes, because I have a few trees and shrubs that I want to plant for greenery. Now, and as you can see, we're climbing over stone walls, and this is what I love about here. Like, it's rugged. The land is really difficult to farm in a sense because of all the stones. But I mean, look at those walls. You know, just the connection to, I just think it's special that this connects me to my dad and to his ancestors, that they would have cleared these patches. They built those walls. And when you clear all the scrub back and you see the beauty of them and how well they've stood the test of time, and they survived Storm Eowyn when other structures didn't, not a stone was knocked off them. I mean, they're just incredibly beautiful, but also, I don't know, just historic, special.
The site you have here is maybe treble or quadruple the site you have in there. The new site is a good bit bigger.
So I've a fantastic husband who he's the muscle behind everything, and this is a field, and there's not even a quarter acre in the field maybe, but yeah, it's going to substantially increase the growing space I have and the weeding space I have. But we've done the front bit here. The second half, if I can get somebody to level that off for me, they got very wet, and the second half of the field is still a mess, so maybe next year, but I'm happy to go with this. And then of course we have the tunnel, which is new. Yay! It's better than going to the gym, Trasa. You're working all the muscles, and a great help here from the dogs. Even though I think now they're two herding dogs, and they'll probably start herding the rake now in a second. But yeah, I just try to get the worst of everything out, and then hopefully I'll be able to dig down. But that's the problem then. I'll dig down and I'll probably hit a, as we call it, a lyach, a big slab of stone that'll be going nowhere. But you don't know until you go down there. So,
Tell me, you're a member of the Flower Farmers of Ireland. Tell me a little bit about them.
So it's just an organisation of flower growers and farmers in Ireland. And to be honest, I don't know when they were set up. They're not there that long. But they're a great bunch, excuse the pun, but a great support if you have a question, because this is new to me. I mean, yeah, I've always grown flowers, but not to scale. And we have a group, and you can ask a question and you'll always have an abundance of answers. Everybody in the organisation is there because they grow sustainably, locally, chemical free. And I think it's so important that we promote that.
We're here in the polytunnel, Anya. You're preparing some of the beds here. How do you deal with slugs and weeds and that side of it, which is so difficult for people to deal with?
Well, with the slugs, I have organic straw chips, so I'll be putting that down along the plants and the paths. When it comes to aphids, I'll have to wait and see. But, you know, always keeping some of the area wild so that it attracts ladybirds and other sort of native predators. They'll hopefully help keep anything else at bay. And then here you can see my new beds. They were just laid there at the weekend. So I'm going with the no-dig beds in here. I've just laid down some cardboard, and a friend of mine in Mayo, Catherine Toner, she's also in the flower farmers. She gave me some of her sheep fleece. So I'm following in her footsteps. So I've got the cardboard and then some sheep fleece, and then I've laid a layer of compost on top. I'm just waiting on a delivery for another good mulch to put on top before I plant out my seedlings.
You are also very well known as a singer, as a Shannon singer. Do you get some inspiration while you're out here gardening? Is that a thing that comes into this way of life?
I think so. There's nobody here to listen to me practicing my songs except the birds, and they don't judge too harshly. I haven't done as much singing as I'd like for the last number of years. And I really need to do that as well. Something else I need to do to feed my soul. So I've been out here and Lola's looking at me and learning a couple of new songs. And yeah, you do. You're inspired by everything that's around you and just that peace and quiet. Oh, it's a summery day. So, Saura, Saura, Panyan, the Hogamar Fain on Saura Lin, Saura, Buin, the Noni Niglayal, Hogamar Fain on Saura Lin. Babogna Belton, a Maiden, and Taura, Sue has got croak, as she's got glum. Kalini mashach upon yellow glaze, the Hogamar Fain on Saura Lin. Saura, Saura, Banyan, and Alm, the Hogamar Fain on Saura Lin. Saura, Buin, and Onini, Glee, Gal, Hogamar Fain on Saura Lin.
Anya Ní Crainon singing to her flowers. That report from Thrasa Vranach. That's all that we have time for on the countrywide gardening theme. Ina Thakur did the propagating, the planting and the weeding. Damien Schnells went wild with the strimmer, and Eileen Heron sat back and watched the work unfold.